Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Spanish for Kiddos podcast, where you can listen to fun bilingual stories and more. My name is Barbara. I'm the owner of Spanish for Kiddos. I'll be your host for today's show, and I'll be sharing fun bilingual stories for the fall season. So join me this season as we read aloud stories to encourage readers to read more. Today, I want to share a very special ebook here that I have, Thanksgiving with Friends, Día de Acción de Gracias con Amigos. And this is a free reading that I like to share with my readers. And as part of the newsletter, you also get this free as well. And I'll also share the link in there as well, so you can get a free copy if you want to get a copy of this cute little ebook. So in this story, it begins this way. Thanksgiving with Friends, Día de Acción de Gracias con Amigos. The little turkey is ready for Thanksgiving. He looked at his friends and said, "Let's get ready for Thanksgiving." El pequeño pavo está listo para el Día de Acción de Gracias. Él miró a sus amigos y les dijo, "Vamos a prepararnos para el Día de Acción de Gracias." "Who can we invite to Thanksgiving?" Raccoon asked his friends. The little friends decided to invite all their friends. ¿A quién podemos invitar para el Día de Acción de Gracias? Mapache le preguntó a sus amigos. Los pequeños amigos decidieron invitar a todos sus amigos. The little bear and his friend the hedgehog came to help. Little bear said, "I can bring pie." Yum, the friends were happy. Entonces el pequeño oso y su amigo el erizo vinieron a ayudar. El pequeño oso dijo, "Yo puedo traer pastel." Yum, los amigos estaban felices. After, they remembered to bring the pumpkin for Thanksgiving. It's not a celebration without pumpkin and pumpkin pie. Después, ellos se acordaron de traer la calabaza para el Día de Acción de Gracias. No es una celebración sin calabaza y pastel de calabaza. On the way to the Thanksgiving celebration, they saw beautiful fall leaves. "Wow, look at those colors," everyone said. En camino a la celebración del Día de Acción de Gracias, ellos vieron hojas bellas de otoño. ¡Wow! ¡Mira esos colores! Todos dijeron. Finally, the Thanksgiving celebration was ready. The little owl, turkey, and all the friends had fun. They played games and read stories. Happy Thanksgiving! Finalmente, la celebración del Día de Acción de Gracias está lista. La pequeña lechuza, el pavo y todos los amigos se divirtieron. Ellos jugaron juegos y leyeron cuentos. ¡Feliz Día de Acción de Gracias! The end. El fin. I hope you enjoyed that cute little story. I think it's really fun, especially for Thanksgiving, or if you're doing a friends type of or a thankful type of lesson. I think it's a great way to incorporate a reading in there, just to use that same Thanksgiving type of theme, and it's a good way to do that. And then at the end, there's some cute little cards or cute little buttons, if you will, that either you can paste them onto some clips and use them to go back to the story and actually either look for the characters and retell the story just to help them reinforce to what they learned, a reading comprehension lesson, or you can use them as part of some Spanish sight words that you can go through there. You can use our free Spanish sight words that go along or our Spanish clip cards so you can find our Spanish shop and then go through the different types of Spanish words that you see in there. You can highlight them and even I suggest that you can actually use those words and maybe even have them do a little writing prompt or just a sentence of what that is. So it brings back together the using the Spanish sight words that you see on there, and when you write it, it brings back to the context of what they read to reinforce that sight word. So it's not just about memorization of the Spanish sight word, but it's also having it in context so that they're able to associate what they're reading to what they're learning to what they see. So that is a good way to actually bring it all together. And if you're using audio as well, that's something that they can pick up as well so they know the word in English and in Spanish. So different ways that you can see that, different ways to look at Spanish sight words. So that's different methods that you can do so as well. Of course, there's also a Thanksgiving or a thankful tree for Thanksgiving if you want to do that as well. And I have that as a video also, or you can check it out on Instagram as well, or on YouTube as well. How to do that is very simple to do. It doesn't take a lot of materials. And it also brings back to, again, Spanish sight words. How can you incorporate those Spanish sight words into a theme of Thanksgiving? So much wonderful things to do for this type of season and other ways as well. So thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you join me for another fun bilingual story or another fun activity that we can learn together. Thank you so much, everyone. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Do you enjoy these bilingual stories? Become a monthly subscriber to the Spanish for Kiddos podcast to get exclusive content, including videos and special episodes. Thank you so much for your support.